This is the Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. You can watch it as it happens on Facebook Live at WPLR-FM or subscribe to Chaz and AJ wherever you get your podcasts.
You want Sophie Moore?
I was, yeah.
For those of you wondering what the hell just happened, that was chicken legs for a brief second in the beginning.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
See?
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing? It's the Friday After Show. I'm Chaz, AJ,
yo.
Ashley, Phil.
Hello.
Chicken legs on camera.
Right,
so,
we saw from
feel
legs.
Free to criticize his work.
Right.
Phil is monitoring your comments.
You saw his teeth really close up.
Thoughts, things you'd like us to cover.
Right.
Yeah, what else? I have nothing.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going on vacation.
Vacation mode.
Vacation brain.
Right, right. My brain shut off, like, well, earlier today, but.
Today?
Okay, about 15 years ago.
Yeah, it was about 15 years ago.
I've been in life support the whole time.
Yeah.
Yep.
You look great, though.
I appreciate that.
You look fantastic.
I give it a check. Well, I'm more about looking good than knowledge.
Being good.
Right. The knowledge.
Right.
Just in general.
It's all about the looks.
Why do I feel like I'm drunk?
I
vacation
don't know.
Plans.
Vacation plans. Yes, not getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm splitting time between the house and the project house and... Kitty's coming with us.
Yay!
I'm going to bury Bob the Bug
right,
on the property, have a little ceremony for him.
Right. Private ceremony, so don't show up.
Then I'll be know, doing some chainsaw
stuff.
Make
sure it's not open to the public. This is a solemn ceremony.
Family only.
Right.
Yes. Usually it's just
private.
Like,
murderers invited or no?
No, no.
I don't think the family would like that now.
Ashley's always welcome, but I don't think the Bug family would be interested in this particular
event. No, I'm pretty sure they'll attack
event,
you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, stink bugs love you.
You might submit yourself to further violence.
Exactly, right.
And acts of aggression.
Obviously, you cannot be controlled.
Yeah, so nice quiet one for me, AJ.
Quiet, very quiet. Like I said, not getting 2 o'clock in the morning. Probably play up my cars. I have to see Mom at some point during the week. Head to Long Island and...
Great.
I have to do some shooting at some point.
Yeah, come on up.
I will. And I'm just basically going to leave just whatever I feel like doing that day.
Yeah, I like that. I might do some marathon watching. I don't know what I'm going to watch. I know Narcos Mexico is on season 3. I watched the first episode.
Narcos Mexico?
It. Yeah.
Okay.
People have been raving about it. I haven't seen one episode of that yet.
You got to start with the first one.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a good ride is what I've heard.
It's worth it. Really worth it. So I might do that. I'm also looking for something new. Chicken Legs, what do you watch?
I'm a big fan of
The Good Place?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Ted
what is
Danson?
That on?
Yeah, Ted Danson and Kristen Bell. It's a comedy where they die and they get into heaven, but they were terrible people on Earth. So they're like, I don't think I'm supposed to be here. So that's the first
that
episode.
Good.
And it's really good. It's really great.
I like Kristen Bell.
The Good Place.
The Good Place. Okay.
All of the characters are bananas hysterical.
On Netflix?
You can get it on Netflix now, yeah.
Oh, really?
Hulu
yeah, Netflix. And because it was on NBC.
If it's on Netflix, I'll definitely check it out.
Dairy Girls?
I've never even heard of that.
It takes place in the 90s.
You're off mic now, so you don't want to talk too much. You want to just blur it out.
Dairy Girls.
Dairy Girls!
Thank you.
Thank you. Why are you yelling?
Thank you.
Tyra in Facebook live chat has suggested The Outsider on HBO, which Amanda and I are deep into. We
so
love
I have to get
this
HBO.
Show. Yeah, it's... It's great.
Yeah, I watch my money when it comes to like cable and
Netflix much
extra.
Better.
Man, they could, you know, you get Hulu over here, you get this, you get the Disney. And the next thing you know, you're at $200-$300 a month.
Right, for something you don't watch.
I don't watch a lot.
Exactly.
So it's these times.
Makes
vacation.
It tough.
Yeah.
Amanda and I have HBO. We held on to it for the last season of Game of Thrones, which was maybe not worth it.
GOT.
We loved the Chernobyl series, so they did like a limited series on that, which is so good.
Yeah, but it burned out, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Five episodes, they're all excellent.
But I can get that somewhere else, right?
I don't know if you can right now. Yeah, shit. HBO might be holding on to that one for a while.
The thing with Netflix is that it's so expansive that... Eric and I spend an hour just like, what do you want to watch? I don't know. What do you want to watch?
I dislike that.
I dislike it too.
Yeah.
It's like going to a restaurant with a big menu.
Yeah.
It's like you guys need to Because now I need to do all the work. I don't want to read
hate,
shit.
I hate it.
Yeah, like, you know,
give me
to
two
me?
Pages of the best stuff.
Yes.
With a big menu.
Yeah.
Somebody I go, burger.
burger.
Hard to mess that up.
I'll look at how much was in. Burger.
But yeah. The Outsider is great, and we're also watching the McMillions documentary, which is about the massive fraud that happened behind the McDonald's Monopoly game.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah,
from
yeah,
like
yeah,
1989
yeah.
to 2001, there was not a single legitimate winner for any of like the big prizes.
Yes, but we all went having Big Macs.
Wow.
Which, by
when
the way, George Chestnut,
watch
39
all
Big Macs.
Oh, I watched the trailer for that. I'm like, I am definitely watching this. It's either going to be great because it's terrible, or it's going to be great because it's great. And it's
Big
definitely
Mac
the
now.
Latter.
What did you say?
Joy Chestnut did a record 39 Big Macs.
Two.
When?
32 and 38 minutes.
32 and 38, okay, something like that, yeah. He just,
you were just fact-checked.
Yeah, well, no, he does that.
Boom!
Right. Did you know you have an interesting thing right here?
It's called a pimple.
Yeah.
But the placement of it.
You know, right. Can't do
day.
Anything about it.
Now your day. Yes.
Yeah. 32 and 38 minutes.
Right.
32
Big Macs.
Big Macs.
Yes.
I can't remember
I'm
the
sorry,
last time I had a Big Mac.
That's a hero. I haven't had a Big Mac in a long time either. I can't
even
right
remember.
Now, I'm Lent. But when Lent is over, I want a big friggin' Mac.
Oh, but a good one. I'm still, you know, if there's anyone from McDonald's listening, still pitching this high-end McDonald's, you know, you call it, I don't know, whatever.
Right.
And
McDonald's.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, McDonald's.
You know, Marsh. Yeah.
Right. Or McD's. Or,
right.
Or, I don't know. That people would get confused.
MC Donald's.
Something. But it's a high end.
They tried that
burger place, did they?
They tried that. They did the remember the Mac Tonight thing. It was restaurant served and everything else.
You like sit down. They had the covered tables.
It's nowhere. It's not a McDonald's.
Well, they do it. Okay,
what right. So it's like walking into I don't know. Name a high end burger.
Plan
joint.
B.
Plan B. I love
yes.
Plan
I love,
B.
I fucking
love
Plan
B.
The Plan B.
Ugh.
Prime 16.
Prime
yeah.
16. Exactly.
That's
yes.
a good one too.
Right. High end burger place. Yes.
Yeah.
Love Plan
Shout
B.
Shout out to Jonathan, Prime 16.
Friggin' love Plan B.
Exactly. So it's that. You
yeah.
go there, there's bourbon, high-end wine.
Right.
And then you can get a Big Mac
right.
that's perfectly made.
Gotcha.
But awesome. Real meat, you
right.
know, all those things
so
that
at
you
McDewey's.
Want. Yeah. yeah.
AJ's not wrong, though. They've tried this a couple of times, and each time
but
it's
at
failed.
At McDonald's.
Yeah, they
yeah.
did.
So the Arch Deluxe was their version of like a really nice, it was like an Angus meat burger.
And high-end burger,
And they
yeah.
got rid of it because it was a too expensive cut of meat to have. People were not buying it, so they were just losing
and
money on this.
And they also tried to do the selling liquor thing.
Yep.
Yep.
McDonald's?
Yeah.
Is the restaurant cut in half? How does this work?
No, it's the same right. restaurant, but you said
yeah,
certain
you
hours.
You gotta either be, you know, a dollar menu with kids running around and there's straws and cups all over the floor.
Right.
Or you're going to be, you can't
plastic
be both. You can't, you're not going to get someone looking for an Angus burger and a drink
yeah.
to sit down next to a table full of five-year-olds.
Right.
You're not, it's not going to work.
But we got to do a Plan B burger run again. Remember?
Yeah.
That dinner that time? Oh, that was fun. I'm sorry.
How was that?
I'm so freaking hungry right now.
I can tell.
That was during one of our vacations. We all met up at Plan B and we had burgers.
Who?
It was you, me, Phil,
Pam.
Wingnut, Pam. Mm-hmm.
We didn't invite Wingnut. I think
he just showed up.
Yeah. yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
It was the show having food.
Yeah.
And Wingnut showed up, yeah.
This is sort of the, AJ's right, this was the dinner slash lunch that kind of led to the monthly meal. Because we were trying to do this as a show every month.
Right.
And then you're like, we should do this with listeners. And that became an idea that happened in a meeting, and then it became the monthly meal.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want a burger.
Right.
Burger.
AJ's
burger.
A simple guy
burger.
With simple tastes.
I like burgers.
You're working on this for your stand-up, right? The burger,
burger.
Thing?
Yeah, exactly. Burger. Right. Yeah, how basically I'll go to a restaurant and I'll look at their menu saying, I'm not going to have a burger, not going to have a burger. And then the second the waitress will come and go, burger. Have burger dreadful.
It's funny.
Burger.
I think it's a great bet.
Like, burger.
And I do that. I go to Brookside. It's like our second kitchen. It's down the street from our house. Everything's made from scratch.
Yeah.
It's a little rustic, which means a little worn in. Gary, who owns the place, has been there since he was... you know, 4 years old. His parents opened the place in the 50s.
Yeah.
He's there all the time.
Right.
It's that kind of place. But I go there, I get the menu, I pick it up, I look through it. I already know I'm ordering veal parm. I already know.
Yeah.
Like, don't even hand me a menu. Yeah. I know, but I'll still look through it, hoping I'll push myself
something
out
will,
of my
yeah, will open zone. Itself up. That happened at the Blood, Sweat, and Gears. We have a monthly meal that we do, a monthly meeting that we do when we're not in cruise season. So we all got together with Pops, and Pops has a really big menu. Everything from like sandwiches, you can get like a steak dinner and stuff like that. And I'm sitting there going, I'm not going to get a burger. I'm not going to get a burger. I'm looking, I'm the like Greek gyros and this and that. And blah, 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 blah. She goes, I go, burger.
You don't, burger.
I said, burger.
Burger.
I said, burger.
Burger.
Was that the Valentine's Day burger?
Yes.
Burger.
Burger. Burger. You're the best.
Burger.
Yeah. Burger.
Ashley,
burger.
Plans? Florida?
Yeah. Burger. So I'm here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon, Eric and I fly to Florida. Stay
nice.
Wednesday through Sunday. And then come home Sunday afternoon.
Nice.
Is this yes. a vacation for you and Eric has to go? And you're going
I
to Disney?
Wish. No, no Disney this time.
No
but,
Disney.
But beach and sun and warmth and water and everything
really, really
that's not here.
Are you someone who could sit on the beach for a long time?
Forever.
Really?
Just roast.
Don't they have a cold snap coming this week?
Yes.
It's supposed to be like really like wet and rainy this week in Florida.
Thanks very much.
That's AJ. Stomping on a dream.
Yep.
Hey, she busted in my parking.
Yeah.
I sat in your spot and sneezed all over.
I know. That's okay. I looked at everything I had.
I can't sit in the same spot for too long.
I'll rotate. I get too hot. I go in the water.
The key is to have a couple
lay
of
back
beers
down.
And pass out in the blanket.
Oh, no. It's just, I love that, like, your skin gets kind of tingly from the sun. And
I can tan.
Like,
I can definitely hang in tan.
That's
yep.
the cancer.
No.
Yeah.
Called sun kiss.
You told me you don't use lotion.
I don't typically. In Florida, I think I will because I'm like all white and pasty from the winter. So
yeah.
I don't want to get
so
like
noticed.
A burn the first day because then you can't sit out. The rest of the days, and you have to be under an umbrella. So.
I had that happen last year. I was only out there for like a half an hour. And I was like red, beet red.
You were on vacation, weren't you, somewhere?
Yeah, we went to, where the hell we go?
Block Island?
No. You
was,
went to like that
Bermuda?
Or what was
it was one of those.
Bahamas?
Yeah, something
somewhere.
Like that.
Oh, right.
Come on,
it was
Pretty Mountain.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool because it was small.
Right.
And there was only people. There
Key
was
Largo.
Just a handful of people. There was one hotel.
Yeah.
Handful of people on this
Crack
entire island.
Right. You were the crispy guy.
All right. And Phil, you're going to California with coronavirus.
San
you,
Francisco.
Amanda,
are you
going
to go to
Fisherman's
coronavirus. Wharf?
What's that?
Are you going to Fisherman's Wharf?
Maybe. I don't know. We know people that live out there and they're like, it's a tourist trap. You can go if you want, but we're not going to go with you.
I always want to have crabs on Fisherman's Wharf.
They're definitely overpriced.
That's okay. I just want. I love crab.
Yeah.
You're on vacation.
I'm
so
not
like,
a lobster person so much. I do love lobster. I like lobster, but I love crab.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Much better meat. Yeah, much better meat.
Hmm.
Yeah, lobster's a little tough, a little gamey. It's
right.
Very delicious. You use a lot of drawn butter, but I like lump crab meat.
And then why do people
little,
like lobster
little,
over
the
crab?
Seasoning on and stuff like that?
So there's
it's
more
easier.
Meat in the lobster?
A lot more meat, and it's easier, actually, to open it. By yourself. Like if you're getting the crab or you have to open it yourself,
you
it's a lot
that.
Of work.
Or soft shell crab. Just eat the thing right
love
there.
I love soft shell
yeah,
crab.
Just, wah.
It is so good.
It's a fried crab. And you're just like,
yeah.
Ah. Like a seagull.
You know what you do? You just get it on a bun like a burger.
Burger.
You get it like a burger.
Burger.
And then you just go, wah.
I'll have the crab. Burger.
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 But yeah, no,
burger.
We're looking forward to this trip despite, everybody panicking. So we're going to be in JFK Airport.
Oh, Jesus.
Flying for, 6.5 hours all the way to San Francisco.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Where that ship is docked off of.
We've had everybody basically that we know say, please don't do this trip, but we're going.
You're committed.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
We're not traveling sick.
You
That's
know,
what I think. Like, we would cancel if that was
all
happening.
They want. To wash your hands and do all these things.
Don't touch your face.
But all you have to do is
walk
just
through somebody
one time.
5 or 10 minutes of what you do.
One time.
And then think about what everyone else has done with that.
Yep.
Forget it.
Yep.
It's you're either going to die or you're not. First of all, we're all going to die and we're just on different schedules.
Right.
So keep yourself in good shape. And if you're elderly, lock yourself in a room.
Exactly right. Or have your will ready. You know, it's funny because
right.
I thought of a new parody
know,
song.
I mean, what the hell are you going to do?
You can't.
So, like, we could do everything right.
But you can't control the other people.
Go and bring it back.
Right. You can't control other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Chicken Legs is going to New York and coming back.
Yeah.
They're still sick there.
I'm visiting Long
said,
Island also.
Well, that's where I live.
I'm visiting Long Island also. It's funny because I thought about another parody song for coronavirus towards the tail end of the show. I'm going to take We Didn't Start the Fire and said, don't get coronavirus and just like list all the shit that you shouldn't be doing.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I'll write that during the week.
Billy Joel.
That's good.
Yep. Don't get coronavirus.
Never Joe.
What do you have, Brits?
You didn't hear her singing Kokomo before?
Right, Kokomo. Right.
I don't think they did.
No.
I loved it.
You were alone on that.
I absolutely loved it. John Stamos played drums.
I had one of those surreal moments, and the only thing I can compare it to, and we've talked to a lot of artists, and it's a much smaller scale. I realize this. So, internet, please don't bust my balls, but right. I'm at a restaurant yesterday having lunch, and I heard someone talking about the Chaz and AJ after show.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's cool.
Right.
That is just fucking cool.
Did you?
And I felt like it, like, I got all like, hey.
Did you start with the words, what's up with that fucking? What's up with that fucking Chaz and AJ after show?
Asshole or dickhead or something of that nature.
Yeah.
None of that happened.
Oh, good. Cool.
It was a real nice experience.
It was a good moment.
Awesome.
Cool. All right.
Whoever that person was, if you're listening to this one,
right.
Thank you for spreading the word.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Word.
Beautiful.
All right. Thank you, Chicken Legs. Enjoy your trip to New York.
Yes.
Please leave coronavirus there.
Yes.
And
Dan's Monkey already brought it in today.
That is true.
On the train. He went into Madison Square Garden to watch the Rangers game last night. Like, if it's here, it's already here.
You notice he blew out of here right away.
Oh, boy. In Channel 3, man. Even if
I can't believe that.
Only listening to this, you have to listen to Friday's podcast. Friday, what's today's date?
Today, the 6th
of March.
Sixth.
Listen to that one, or you could even fast forward if you want. It's great. Every segment is great. I circle stuff as the show's going along. If we have a good break, I shut the mic off. I circle it if it's good. I was circling almost every fucking break we had today. Today was a killer show. So proud of it. In that show, if you don't have time to listen to the whole thing, Scott Haney, sick as a dog, at Channel 3. When everybody, he works for the news.
For 3 weeks, it's been their lead.
Been telling everyone,
for
don't
3 weeks.
If you're sick.
Right.
What does he do?
I love the guy.
And, he's great.
I know why he did it.
He's
coming from a good place, and there's a lot resting on his shoulders.
But he's still sick.
But you have to listen to that, because it's everything you don't want to do. Don't show up to work that sick. And now I'll be, throughout the vacation, clicking on Channel 3, just to see
who's gone.
Disappearing.
Right. Who's missing?
Right.
Who's out?
Right. So, yeah, the lineup today was Renee, it was Nicole, it was Eric Parker, and Scott. So now we got to see who's
missing.
We got to
watch them.
Right.
But everybody uses that studio.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
They're the initial Fab Four.
Well,
Ashley's only singing her comments today, just so you guys know.
Yeah, I know what
I'm saying. I'm in a very singy, happy mood.
It's musical Ashley.
Yes.
Usually it's
sorry about
around.
That.
Anyway, so thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Please have a great week. We're running best of all week.
Right, so it's all good stuff.
So we're going to sound great all week long.
Exactly, but we'll sleep in our beds.
Everyone have a nice break. You guys deserve
it. You too.
Safe trip.
Yes.
There might be a couple flubble best ofs that run, so not everyone will sound great every break.
Yeah, the funny.
I had to put the cheese one in from yesterday.
It was so good.
I've never heard so many comments about cheese.
Cheese.
Chili with a piece of cheese. Amanda
so
and I said that to each other probably 27 times last night.
Yes.
Would you like some chili? Cheese.
What are you going to do? Am I going to own it? Boom.
I'm going to order a pizza. Always... What do you want on top of the cheese?
I ran out of breath that much cheese.
I don't know if they put enough cheese on this pizza.
You do it so well, I can't do it.
We practiced. We really did.
27 fucking times.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
We made a little
video
on it. I think it's on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jeez.
All right, have a nice break from us, and we'll see you back here in a couple weeks.
Yes.
The day before St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
Right. Thank you for mentioning that. Milford Parade, Saturday. The 14th.
And then I'm at the New Haven one on the 15th.
But New Haven is great, and everybody already knows that, but Milford's Parade is that... It's that best kept secret.
It's fun.
But it's not that much of a secret now.
People are totally into it.
Here's the thing with that. I feel like Sunday in New Haven is for the college kids.
Right.
Like, you go into any bar, it's all college people.
Packed.
Saturday in Milford is like people who have kids that are with the sitters.
Right.
And they're like, we're going out and we're getting, mommy needs some wine.
Right.
Right.
Mommy time.
No one has to work the next day.
So right. You get right.
Everybody.
Right. The last.
It's a good time. Highland Rovers will be on our float, and then we're going to drop them off basically at SBC. Then they're going in.
You're
SBC.
Dragging the best party in town through right. the streets while the party's exactly. in progress.
The last time exactly. I did that one, I was in a Corvette convertible with Wiggy. Which we were stuffed in that car. Once I got Wiggy in that car,
right.
I was not
with
gonna
a
pull
stick,
back out again.
Right?
Right? You had a stick. A stick.
Yeah.
The funny part was, is I went to go sign the paperwork at McDermott Chevrolet. They have the car, right? Wiggy sat in the car.
The paperwork is the insurance
right,
waiver.
To make sure in case yeah. I wrap it up, they're covered, right?
Yeah.
I go inside, I come back out. Wiggy's like parked in the Corvette convertible, right? And I go to
he's
pull away.
He's sitting in the passenger seat.
I go to pull away, and I'm like, where the hell's the, where's the parking brake handle? And he goes, you mean this? And he like leans over. And it was like sticking him in the gut the entire time. So once I got him in the car, I wasn't getting him out of the car.
No.
But we drove to that parade, and people just came. I'm like, at one point, I had to squeeze the car because people just come off the sidewalks to say hello.
And you could
it's
throw
very,
stuff.
Very passionate.
So it's the wild, wild west of
it
parades,
is.
And I mean that in the best way. The
in
most,
a good way, yes.
It's the most
they,
fun.
Because
you could throw stuff off
there's
the
love.
Flow.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
love.
It's just
they
all
know
great.
What they are. They know what that community is. And like everybody's behaved, but everybody's having a great time.
Yeah, it's a party.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. Write that down on your calendar.
The 14th.
14th. And then Highland Rovers at SBC after the parade.
Right.
So have a great break, everybody.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.
The Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. Catch Chaz and AJ in the morning, daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99.1 PLR in New Haven, Connecticut.